Hey there, phone friends. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, where we're dishing out the real talk about screen addiction and reclaiming your life, one swipe at a time. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home for all of us who have ever felt that nagging pull towards our phones, even when we know we should be doing something else. We're talking about mindful walking, not the kind where you're glued to your phone, checking notifications every few steps, but actual, present moment awareness as you stroll through life. Ever felt like you're just going through the motions while scrolling? You know that feeling when your feet are moving, but your mind is miles away in some digital world? Well, get ready to ditch the distraction and rediscover the joy of simply being in the moment with a little mindful walking magic. Let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you become a mindful walking master. First things first, recognize that phone-free walking is a skill. It takes practice, just like learning to play an instrument or ride a bike. Don't beat yourself up if you find your hand reaching for that little screen. It's a habit, and habits take time to break. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and keep pushing forward. Remember those moments when you were a kid, running through sprinklers, building sandcastles, or simply exploring the world around you. There was no phone in sight, and you were fully absorbed in the experience. Tap into that childlike wonder, the pure joy of being present and engaged with your surroundings. Next up, engage your senses. Really tune into what's happening around you. Notice the feel of the sun on your skin, the breeze rustling through the leaves, the chirping of birds, or the soft crunch of gravel beneath your feet. Pay attention to the sights, sounds, smells, and textures that make up your walking environment. You might be surprised by the richness and beauty you discover when you slow down and truly listen. Think of it like a scavenger hunt for sensory delights. Now, let's talk about setting intentions. Before you head out for your mindful walk, take a moment to set an intention for what you want to experience or achieve. Maybe you want to feel more relaxed, clear your mind, boost your creativity, or simply enjoy the simple act of walking. Having a clear intention can help you stay focused and make your walk more meaningful. Next time you're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, or just plain bored, ditch the phone and go for a mindful walk. It's an amazing way to de-stress, clear your head, and reconnect with yourself. Think of it as a mini meditation session that gets you moving in a win-win situation. And finally, remember to breathe. Deep, conscious breaths can help calm your nervous system, reduce stress, and improve your overall well-being. As you walk, notice the natural rhythm of your breath. Inhale deeply through your nose, filling your lungs with fresh air, then exhale slowly through your mouth. It's a simple yet powerful practice that can transform your walking experience. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're strolling through a park on a beautiful spring day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's a gentle breeze blowing through the trees. Instead of frantically scrolling through your phone, you take a moment to truly appreciate the beauty around you. You notice the vibrant colors of the flowers, the playful squirrels scampering up the branches, and the soft texture of the grass beneath your feet. With each step, you feel a sense of calm and gratitude wash over you. This is mindful walking, a chance to escape the digital world and reconnect with the simple joys of life. It's about being present in the moment, appreciating your surroundings, and finding peace within yourself. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you embrace mindful walking without the weight of your phone. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate every small victory, and enjoy the ride. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to ditching the phone while you walk? Share your thoughts in the comments below, let's have a conversation. And don't forget to subscribe to Your Phone is the Villain for more tips and tricks on reclaiming your life from screen addiction. Until next time, keep those screens down and your hearts open to the beauty of the world around you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.